Gem City Sports Network presents the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase, presented by the Bob Ross Auto Group. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to Day Air Ballpark for all the exciting play-by-play action of high school baseball. Here's the voice of the Gem City Sports Network, Doug Brown. And good evening, everybody, from Day Air Ballpark in the heart of the Water Street District in downtown Dayton. We welcome you to the Dayton Dragons High School Baseball Showcase presented by the Bob Ross Auto Group. Tonight's game features the Indians of Lima Shawnee and the Thunderbolts of Northmont High School. Once again, good evening, everybody. Doug Brown with you. The Lima Shawnee Indians are out of the Western Buckeye League. They come into this game with a record of 5-3 in the conference, 10-11 overall. The Northmont Thunderbolts come in at 5-9 in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference, 9-15 overall. They are the home team here this evening, and Shawnee will be the visiting. Now, I say Lima Shawnee because we have three Shawnees in the area. Sometimes these guys on TV don't realize that, but we got three of them here. We got Lima Shawnee, Preble Shawnee, and Springfield Shawnee. So we're going to call them, I'll be calling them Shawnee probably most of the night, or the Indians. So bear with me on that one, would you folks? Want to welcome all of you from Lima and all of you from the Clayton Englewood area. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups as the Indians are warming up on the field as we speak. We'll be right back with more after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a Special Wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hey, Back here down at Day Air Ballpark in Dayton, Ohio, we welcome you back to the Dragons Baseball Showcase, High School Baseball Showcase, presented by Bob Ross Auto Group. Here's the starting lineup, first of all, for the Shawnee Indians out of the Western Buckeye League. Their head coach is Joe Bender. Leading off and catching will be Derek Lyons. Batting second, the shortstop, Tate Bender. Batting third, the third baseman, Carter Daly. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Blake Raymond. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Perry Meredith. Batting sixth, the DH, Caden Fritchie. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Noah Neth. Batting eighth, the right fielder, and Cole Sunderland. And batting ninth, the center fielder, Caleb Bacon. Once again for the Indians, it's Lyons at behind the plate, Bender at short, Daly at third, Raymond at first, Meredith at second, Fritchie the DH, and the bottom three go like this: Neth at left, Sunderland in right, Bacon in center. On the mound for the Indians will be Landon Gallegos, and I have no stats on any of them, so I can't give you any. Now here comes here's the starting lineup for the Northmont Thunderbolts. As the Indians are just getting done with their warm-ups. Leading off and playing center field will be Jameer Ross. Batting second, the left fielder, Brady Lupton. Batting third, the third baseman, Brady Cannon. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jacob Beck. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Drake Sauber. Batting sixth, the DH in Cooper Likens. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Brady Whitaker. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Austin Welsh. And batting ninth, and I don't have his first name, and I'll get it here soon. His name doing the catching is Wolf. Once again, Ross in center, Lupton in left, Cannon in at third. Beck at first, Sauber in right, Likens the DH. Whitaker at short, Welch at second, and Wolf behind the plate for the Northmont Thunderbolts. And on the mound will be Dylan Alleman. Alleman on the year is making his ninth start, his ninth appearance. He's 2-3 on the year. No saves. He's pitched 32 innings, given up 9 hits, 23 runs. That can't be right. 16 earned runs, 26 walks, 33 strikeouts, and a 3.50 ERA. I think I misprinted that one. So, other games in the GWAC today. Mason was at Centerville, Troy at Fairmont. Lebanon is at Springboro. Xenia at Springfield, and Urbana was at Wayne. Didn't get anything with the WBL. So we're about ready to get started here at Day Air Ballpark. The head coaches are talking to the umpires at home plate. And we'll get started here in just a couple of minutes. So we're going to take another break. Be back with more after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Batting fourth at first base, number 42, Blake Riemann. Batting fifth at second base, number 6, Harry Meredith. Batting sixth at the DH, number 7, Caden Ritchie. Batting seventh in left field, number 1, Noah Neap. Batting eighth in right field, number 10, Cole Sunderland. And batting ninth in center field, number 9, Caleb Backham.
And they're introducing the Lima Shawnee Indians.
For the Indians, number 11, Landon Gallegos. Also for the Indians, number 13, A.J. Croft. Number 35, Beckett Percy. Number 4, Ben Molaski. Number 23, Cam Barker. Number 3, Colton Horn. Number 21, Jack Schimmelmuller. Number 14, Lucas Price. Number 25, Michael Garlock. And number 12, Tyson Zibalakwe. The head coach for the Indians is Joe Bender. And coaches are Scott Pavlik and Craig Menke, along with stats Holly Harris. And now for your Northmont Thunderbolts. Leading off in center field, number 2, Jameer Ross. Batting second in left field, number 1, Brady Buckton. Batting third at third base, number 22, Brady Cannon. Batting fourth at first base, number 32, Jacob Beck. Batting fifth in right field, number 6, Drake Sauber. Batting eighth, or batting sixth, at the TH, number 10, Cooper Likens. Batting seventh at shortstop, number 7, Brady Whitaker. Batting eighth at second base, number 4, Austin Welch. And batting ninth behind the plate, number 13, Payson Wool. And on the mound for the Thunderbolts, number 3, Dylan Allman. Also for Northmont, number 5, Chase Pudula. Number 8, Nate Farrell. Number 9, Dylan Chang. Number 12, Cam Knight. Number 11, Ricky Braden. Number 20, Aiden Pendleton. And number 24, Jack Seal. The manager for the Thunderbolts is Autumn Hardy. The head coach is Brandon Rickson. Braden Fox. Jackson Hobbs. Brian Toll. And Jordan Hanscom. We also have some special guests out here from the Eaglewood Little League, Challenger League. Number age 15, Connor Up. 23-year-old John Sutter. 10-year-old Jeremy Baker. 13-year-old Carter Johnson Tilly. 20-year-old Matt Cates. Number 13-year-old Melissa Riegelman. Age 9, Kelsey Love. 10-year-old Jake Love. And 12-year-old Kyle Love. Thank you for that nice round of applause for those young folks.
And now our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you could please stand and remove your hats for the national anthem.
our national anthem here at the ballpark in downtown Dayton. We choose to play the national anthem. Other stations do not. National networks do not, but we do. So we head on the mound is Dylan Ullman. Ullman making his ninth appearance, his ninth start. He's 2-3 on the year, pitched 32 innings. 23 runs, 16 earned runs, 26 walks, 33 strikeouts, and a 3.50 ERA. Behind him, Beck is at first, Walsh at second, Whitaker at short, Cannon at third. Lupton in and left, Ross in center, Solver in right. Mason Wolf behind the plate, and Dylan Ullman on the mound for the Northmont Thunderbolts. A left-hander, he falls down on his warm-ups. He could get hurt that way, too. But he's okay, as he will face the top of the order for the Indians in Derek Lyons, Tate Bender, and Carter Daly do up here in the first inning for the Shawnee Indians out of Lima, out of the Western Buckeye, out of the Western Buckeye League. And once again, as soon as I can find it all here again, Shawnee is tied for fourth with Salina. Defiance is in first at 7-1, 14-4 overall. Wapakoneta is 6-1. They are 11-5 overall. Van Wert in third at 6-2, 9-8 overall. Salina and Shawnee tied at 5-3. Salina 15-7 overall. Shawnee 10-11 overall. St. Mary's is in sixth at 4-4. Bath is in 7th, 4-5, Atlanta 3-5, Ottawa Glendorth is 1-8, and Kenton is 0-9. The Thunderbolts on the GWOC, Greater Western Ohio Conference. Springboro's in first, or they were tied for first with Fairmont at 13-1. Beaver Creek is in second at 9-5. Centerville fourth at 7-7. Northmont in fifth at 5-9. Springfield 4-10. Miamisburg 3-11. And Wayne at 2-12. So here we go. Stepping up to the plate will be Derek Lyons, the catcher. Shawnee in their black jerseys with black numbers and white trim. Thunderbolts in their green jerseys with white letters and black numbers with white trim. So Derek Lyons will lead it off for the Indians here in the top half of the first inning. Ullman going from the left side. First pitch is inside. 1-0, and we're getting started here at 8:10 Eastern Time here at Day Air Ballpark. Here's the windup and the pitch. Pitch is in there for a called strike. One ball, one strike, the count. To Derek Lyons with Tate Bender on deck. Here's a coach from the stretch. Here's a pitch. In there for a called strike two. A ball and two strikes to count. I want to welcome those of you just tuning in from Lima and also from Englewood and Clayton. Here's a pitch. Ground ball or foul ball back into the net. Nice catch by Bender. Off the carom. Count stays one ball and two strikes to the leadoff hitter here in the top half of the first inning. Game one featured the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. They defeated the Union County Indiana Patriots 3-0. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So first strikeout of the game goes to Alleman. That'll bring up Tate Bender, shortstop. Shawnee making about an hour trip down I-75. Here's a stretch and a pitch by Alleman. And a swing and a miss. Strike one. No balls and a strike. Bottom of the first inning. With outfield straight away for Bender. Here's the pitch. A bunt right back to the pitcher. He fires over to first. Got him. So Bender trying to get a bunt his way on. That'll bring up Carter Daly, the third baseman. So two down here in the top half of the first inning. Light starting to take effect here at Day Air Ballpark. It's in the heart of the Water Street District here in downtown Dayton. Here's a pitch. Foul tip at the plate. This place has really grown up since this ballpark has been built 24 years ago. They now have apartments all over the place down here. A couple of eateries. Two of them are across the street, or across just out in the right field, over just past the right field. Here's a pitch. Line drive right to the second baseman, and that's going to do it for the Indians here in inning number one. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of a half inning, it's the Shawnee Indians, nothing, and the Northmont Thunderbolts coming to bat here in Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton.
Hi, folks. I hope you're enjoying today's game. Back on March 14th, the Indian Lake area of Lakeview, Russell's Point, and Orchard Island was hit by a pretty bad tornado. They have plenty of supplies right now, but they still need your help financially. To donate money, go to uwlogan.org, or you can send your checks and money orders to United Way Logan County, 653 South Main Street, Belle Fountain, Ohio, 43311. Thank you for your help. It's greatly appreciated.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Ohio, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
We move to the bottom half of the first inning here at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton. Defensively for the Indians will be Reamon at first, Meredith at second, Bender at short, Daly at third, Neath in left, Backham in center, and Sunderland in right. Lyons behind the plate, and Landon Gallegos on the mound for the Shawnee Indians. Leading it off for the Thunderbolts will be the center fielder, Jameer Ross. Ross batting .419 with no home runs and 14 runs batted in. He's walked 17 times. Leads the team in that category. He's walked or struck out 11. He's got three walks and a triple to his name. So he will step to the plate, batting right-handed. It'll be Ross, Lupton, and Cannon due up here for the Thunderbolts here in inning number one. Glad you can join us here on the Gem City Sports Network. Have four more games for you here from the ballpark this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Jameer Ross stepping to the plate. Here's the windup and the pitch. And a fly ball base hit into center field. Ross, first pitch hitting, gives the Thunderbolts their first hit of the game. That'll bring up Brady Lupton. Lupton batting .284 with no home runs, 9 runs batted in. He's got 4 doubles to his name. And 1 triple. Runner at first base in Ross, and he is quick. Foul back into the Shawnee dugout. Ross has 23 stolen bases on the year. So Lupton steps in. No balls in the strike to him. Throw over to first. Ross gets back safely. Outfield straight away for Lupton. Cannon on deck. Here's a stretch. And the pitch. And that hits him right in the left elbow. So that puts Ross out at second base. Lupton at first, that'll bring up Brady Cannon. Cannon batting 295 with no home runs and 14 runs batted in. He's got
now
six doubles. So Brady Cannon steps in with runners at first and second and nobody out here in the bottom half of the first inning. Ross singled to center and Lupton got plunked. First baseman in deep. He was in for a bunt. And that was Riemann. There's a stretch by Gallegos and a pitch. Up high for ball one. One ball, one strike. Glad you can join us on this Wednesday night from downtown Dayton. Here's a stretch and a look back and a pitch as Cannon squared around a bunt, took a strike. A ball and two strikes. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. Runners at first and second. And a balk was called on Gallegos, so that's going to move the runners up to second and third now. The coach from Shawnee coming out and asked. Did not stop, I guess. So the runners are now at second and third. Infield in for a play at the plate. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. 2-2. Ross at third. Lupton at second. Nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. Gallegos staring in. Now gets a sign. He'll look over at third base and fire. And he uncorks one. Here comes a run in. Ross is going to score easily. And Lupton's going to go to third on the wild pitch. That makes it 1-0. No RBI and no earned run. 1-0 is our score with the runner standing at third base. Three balls, two strikes to count to Brady Cannon. With Jacob Beck on deck, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. First strikeout for Gallegos, and that'll bring up Jacob Beck. Beck batting 254 with no home runs, 16 runs batted in. As a matter of fact, no Northmont Thunderbolt has hit a home run this year. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one by Beck. Drake Sauber on deck. Here's a stretch and the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. 0-2 the count to Beck. Lupton standing down at third. Gallegos stares in. Now he sets, looks over third. Delivers the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Second strikeout for Gallegos, and that'll bring up Drake Sauber. Sauber batting 264 with no home runs, 17 runs batted in. He's got five doubles to his name. So two down with a run in here in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch is in there for a called strike to Sauber. Not a bad evening here in downtown Dayton. He gets plunked. So Sauber gets hit. There's rain out there, but it's all to the south of us, which is good.
Number 10, Cooper Likens.
So Cooper Likens will come step to the plate. Likens batting 289 with no home runs and seven runs batted in. Sauber at first base. He has 13 steals on the air. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball, and Sauber's going to go just walk on down to third. Hoping to draw a throw and to bring in Lupton, but it didn't work. But he's standing at second base with his 14th steal of the year. Ball gets away from the catcher, and in comes Lupton, and it's now 2-0. Two unearned runs here in this top of the bottom of the first inning for Northmont. Two balls and no strikes to count to Cooper Likens, with now Sauber standing over third base. Game time temperature 76 degrees. Wind is calm. Here's a pitch, a swing and a miss. Strike one. Flags are limp, and that includes the one on top of the Reckworth building. It's sitting up higher than down here, and it is not doing a thing. Pitch outside for ball three, 3-1. The count to Cooper Likens with Brady Whitaker on deck. Gallego sets and delivers the 3-1, and that's high ball four. So, Gallegos has given up a hit. He's hit two batters, struck out two batters, and he's just walked his first batter of the game. So Brady Whitaker will come to the plate. Whitaker batting 226 with no home runs, 11 runs batted in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. There's a stretch and the pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Gallego sets and looks over at first. Now he delivers up high for ball two. 2-1 to count. So over to first, and it gets past the first baseman. Here comes a run in from third on the air. And going down to second will be Likens. And Sauber comes in on the throwing error by the pitcher. So it's now 3-0. No earned runs in this inning. So now we're going to have a visit to the mound by Coach Bender. Three runs, two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Brandon Rexon, the head coach of the Thunderbolts. Two balls and a strike to Brady Whitaker. Austin Welch on deck. Two down here in the bottom of the first inning. 3-0. They still got Lehman up there. They didn't put Northmont up there. Here's a stretch. Gallegos looks back. Here's a pitch high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Cooper Lyons standing at second base. Gallego staring in. Now he sets, looks back at second base, and delivers. Grounder right to the shortstop. He bobbles it, and is not going to have it. Not going to have a play. That's going to be a base hit for Whitaker. They're going to give him a base hit, which is straight. That'll bring up Austin Welch. Welch batting 264 with no home runs, 9 runs batted in. He's got a couple of doubles to his name. He is the eighth man to hit in this inning. Runners at first and third with two down. A little bit of everything's happening here in this first inning. Here's the pitch. Pitch is high for a ball. They got a 4-0. It's only 3. Gallego staring in at his catcher. Lyons, here's the pitch. Up high for ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes. Raymond Berneth, Bender, and Daly, the infield. Neath, Backham, Sunderland, the outfield. Lyons behind the plate for the Indians. Here's a pitch inside for ball 3. 3-0. Mason Wolf on deck. I told you I'd get his name before. There's a pitch up high, ball 4. So that's going to load the bases up for Mason Wolf.
Now batting for Dornemont, the catcher, number 13, Mason Wolf.
So there's action down in the bullpen. For the Indians, pitches high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Likens at third, Whitaker at second, Welsh at first. Wolf trying, hitting the ninth man to hit in this inning. There's a pitch and a little looper to first base, and it's going to stay fair. Wolf tried to run over the first baseman, and the first baseman was kind of defensive on that. Hit him a little hard and knocked him to the ground, but that's going to do it for the Thunderbolts here in the first inning. They bat around. They get 3 runs, though, on 2 hits. There was an error, and 3 runners left on. At the end of an inning of play, it's the Northmont Thunderbolts 3 and the Shawnee Indians, nothing. Back after this timeout, you're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
And back here at Day Air Ballpark in the heart of the Water Street District, we move to the top half of the second inning. It'll be Riemann, Meredith, and Fritchie do up for the Indians here in inning number 2. Interestingly enough, the first baseman is leading off. And Mason Wolf was a catcher.
For the Indians, first baseman number 42, Blake Riemann.
So Blake Riemann will step to the plate. Let's see what Alleman does here. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Up high and away, ball 1, 1 ball, no strikes. 3-0 is our score. Northmont getting 3 runs here in the bottom of the first, and here comes Coach Rickson out. Talking to the umpire, I don't think he liked what he heard, so he goes back to the dugout. So here we go. Reiman back into the batter's box. Here's the windup and the pitch. Just misses low for a ball. Gets past him. Past the catcher. Back to the backstop. Two balls, no strikes to count to Blake Reiman. There's a stretch by Alleman. And he delivers a 2-0. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. Right into the glove of Wolf. 2-1. Here's a stretch by Alleman. And a pitch. And side ball 3-1. So, 3-1 to the leadoff hitter here in the second inning for Shawnee. There's a stretch by Alleman and the 3-1 pitch coming plateward. Foul back out of play and over our head. Onto the roof. Roofman will get that next Tuesday when the Dragons are back in town as they take on Great Lakes, the Great Lakes Loons. A Dodger farm team. There's a stretch by Alleman, and he delivers. Time called by Reiman. Umpire allowed it, but Alleman went ahead and threw anyway, which is a good move. Here's the pitch. Ground line drive right to the shortstop or the third baseman. One up, one down. That'll bring up Perry Meredith, the second baseman. That went right to Cannon. Cannon didn't even have to move. So one down here in the top of the second inning. 3-0 is our score. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. 1-1, no strikes. One down here in the second. Alleman sets. Rocks and fires. And if we're called strike two, or strike one. We'll be back here again on Friday for a doubleheader. Here's the pitch. Fly ball back out of play and up here into section 202. And it goes down to, into the lower deck. I want to thank Tom Nichols and his and the group here at the Dragons for allowing us to come down and do these games for you. Swing and a miss, strike three. So the second strikeout for Alleman, and that'll bring up Caden Fritchie, the DH. Two down here in the second. Couple of Canadian geese flying over. Here's a foul back into the screen. 0-1 to count. On deck, Noah Neath. Alleman will go from the stretch once again. Here's the pitch. Misses high for a ball. 1-1. One ball, one strike, two down. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. 2-1 to count. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to today's second game between the Thunderbolts and the Indians. There's a stretch. Alleman delivers the 2-1. Swing and a hefty cut by Fritchie. 2-2 to count. Two down here in the second inning. Alleman delivers. This is outside for a ball. 3-2. 3-2, two out. 3-0 is our score. There's a stretch and a 3-2 pitch coming plateward. Ground ball foul down into the Northmont bullpen. Rolls on to fair territory. So they're going to have to get that one. Three balls, two strikes, two out here in the top of the second inning. 3-0 is our score. Guy that went out the ball got a big hand. Ball four, ball gets away from the catcher, but Fritchie's going to stop at first base. It'll bring up Noah Neath, the left fielder. So Noah Neath will step in with a runner at first base, two down. On deck, Cole Sunderland. There's the pitch inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Alleman delivers. Up high, ball two, 2-0. He had retired the first five he faced. Two strikeouts, a ground out, and two flyouts. Here's a stretch by Alleman. He looks over at first base. Runner not too far off the bag. Here's the pitch. Up high and inside, ball three. Getting a little wild here in the second inning with two down. Alleman staring in at his catcher, Wolf. Here's a stretch. Looks over at first and fires over. Fritchie dives back in, no problem. Here's a stretch. Look over at first and he fires. Ball four. A little bit outside to second walk. Back-to-back walks, that'll bring up Cole Sunderland, the right fielder. Sunderland, a right-hand hitter, stepping in. Alleman will set and deliver. And there for called strike one. That's what he wanted in the first batter, didn't get it. Or first walk, he's issued two straight walks. Here's the pitch. Swing and a hefty cut, strike two to Cole Sunderland. Caleb Bacon on deck. Here's a stretch and look back at second base. Alleman delivers. Inside, ball gets past the catcher and runners are going to move up on the wild pitch. Now runners are at second and third. Fritchie at third. Neath at second. Sunderland has a 1-2, 1-ball, 2-strike count. As we play here in just the top of the second inning in game two of our doubleheader. Now they got the names on there, right? Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards left. That's going to go foul and into the... almost onto Monument Street, but it hit the netting out there. Pretty good shot out there. Count stays 1-ball, 2-strikes with two down, two runners on. Alleman staring in at his catcher, Wolf, getting the sign. Now he sets... delivers the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball, third base side, and into the dugout. Occupied tonight by Northmont, which is normally the Dragons' dugout. Count stays 1-ball, 2-strikes. Alleman staring in at Wolf. Now he gets his sign. Now he sets. And delivers the 1-2. Fly ball right side. This is catchable, I think. And it's going to hit the screen. Down the right field line. Right fielder Sauber almost had it. Had a little more room. Would have had it. But it hits the top of the screen and ruled a foul ball. So count stays 1-2. 2 down here in the second inning. Runners at second and third. 2 down. Here's a stretch and a pitch by Alleman. Swing and a miss, strike 3. And that's going to do it for the Indians here in inning number 2. They get no runs on no hits, but no errors. 2 runners left. At the end of an inning and a half, it's the Northmont Thunderbolts 3 and the Shawnee Indians nothing. Back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
And back here at Day Air Ballpark in the heart of the Water Street District, it's inning number 2 as the Northmont Thunderbolts lead it 3-0. They got all their runs in the first inning. They batted around. So Jameer Ross will lead it off, followed by Lupton and Cannon. Ross singled to center and scored the first run of the game. Ross stamping in, 1-for-1. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike 1. Gallegos out there on the mound for inning number 2. Here's a windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 1. Or strike 2. I think it's Gallegos out there. I didn't hear a change. Here's a windup and a pitch. Up high for a ball. That's still Gallegos out there. Here's a windup and a pitch by Gallegos and a fly ball out towards second base. Second baseman has it. And there's one down. So a fly out to Meredith. That'll bring up Brady Lupton. Lupton was hit by a pitch, went over to third on a wild pitch, two wild pitches, and scored the second run of the game for the T-Volts. There's a windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss and a hefty cut by Lupton. On one count to Lupton. Here's the pitch. Up high. And over the head of the catch, the hitter. All the way to the back. Stop. 1-1 to count. There's a windup and a 1-1 pitch. This is low for a ball. 2-1. There's a pop-up. coming back this way. Dixie defeated Northeastern today. Oh, that's JV. Which is outside for a ball. 3-2 the count. Defiance defeated Salina today, 3-1. Lipstick over Ottawa Glendorf, 5-3. Minster defeated Patrick Henry, 1-0. Here's a fly ball. First baseman calling for it. Has it, moved two down. And I'm going to bring up Brady Cannon, who struck out his first time up.
Now batting for the Bolts, the third baseman, number 22, Brady Cannon.
Brady Cannon steps to the plate. Pitches high and inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Next pitch. This is high for a ball. 2-0 the count. Swing and a miss. Strike two, or strike one. 2-1 the count. Dragons up in Lake County tonight. Or this week, I should say. Here's the windup and the pitch by Gallegos. In there for a called strike. 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Here Gallegos' next delivery. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and that's going to do it for the Thunderbolts. No runs, no hits, no errors, no way left. What a difference an inning makes. At the end of two, it's the Thunderbolts 3 and the Indians nothing. Back after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
To the top of the third inning. Four runs, two hits, no errors for Northmont. No runs, no hits, and an error for the... They get two errors. No. Only got one error. No runs, no hits, and an error for the Indians, and coming to
number nine, Backham.
Caleb Backham will step to the plate here in the third inning. He's the only one that hasn't hit yet for Shawnee. Here's a stretch and the pitch by Alleman. Just misses a little bit outside for ball one. Ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. There's a windup and a pitch. And a swing and a miss. Strike two. Or strike one. Two balls and a strike. Alleman delivers. Swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls, two strikes, the count to the leadoff hitter here in the third inning. There's a stretch by Alleman, and he'll deliver the 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. Backham is out on strikes. Third strikeout for Alleman, and that'll bring up, make that the fourth strikeout. That'll bring up Derek Lyons. Lyons struck out his first time up, leading off the game. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Scores from the major leagues. In the bottom of the eighth inning, the D-backs lead the Reds 4-2. Bottom of the eighth, Orioles over the Nationals 3-1. Here's a pitch and a pop back out of play. Bottom of the seventh inning, Chicago, the White Sox lead the Rays, Tampa Bay 4-1. In the bottom of the sixth inning, the Yankees all over Houston, 8-1. Bottom of the sixth, Rangers lead the A's, 7-6. Here's the pitch by Alleman. Outside for ball two, two balls and a strike. Braves are shutting out the Red Sox in the bottom of the fifth inning, 5-0. Top of the fifth, Minnesota leads Seattle, 4-1. Here's the stretch and the 2-1 pitch, and that hits him. So Lyons is going to go to first. That'll bring up Tate Bender. Bender grounded back to Alleman in the first inning. Top of the first or top of the second inning, San Francisco leads Colorado 1-0. It's final scores. The Angels defeated Pittsburgh 5-4. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. They're getting a little wild here. Blue Jays beat the Phillies 5-3. Guardians over the Tigers 5-4. Kansas City beat Milwaukee. Throw over to first, runner back safely. Kansas City defeated Milwaukee 6-4. Padres shut out the Cubs 3-0. Dodgers over Miami 3-1. And in this first game of the doubleheader, Athletics defeated the Rangers 9-4. One ball, one strike to count with one down, a runner on first here in the third inning. Time called before the throw over to first. Mets and Cardinals got postponed. I can tell why. They were raining. They had some pretty severe thunderstorms. Here's a foul back. And look out below. You got to look out when the balls come back flying down here. Alleman staring in. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming flatward. Look over it first. Another look over. Runner not that far off the bag. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Goes all the way back to the screen. Count stays one ball, two strikes with one down. Derek Lyons on at first base. He was hit by a pitch. On deck, Carter Daly. Here's the pitch. Pitch is in there for called strike three. And that is strikeout number five for Alleman. And that'll bring up Connor Daly, who fly to the second baseman to end the first inning. Play here in the third. 3-0 is our score. 3-3 or three pitches outside for a ball. Three runs, two hits, no errors for the Thunderbolts, no runs. No hits and an error for the Indians. Here's a stretch and look over at first base, and he delivers. just misses inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Lights in full effect now here at the ballpark. Here's a pitch and a fly ball. Will hit out towards center field. Going back is the center fielder, Ross. He's got it, and that's going to do it for the Indians here in the third. They get no runs on no hits. No errors, a runner left. And at the end of 2.5, it's the Thunderbolts 3 and the Indians nothing. Back after this. You're listening to the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase presented by Ross Auto Group. Back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Back here at Dayer Ballpark in the heart of the Water Street District in downtown Dayton, we welcome you back to the game between the Shawnee Indians and the Northmont Thunderbolts. 3-0 is our score as we move to the bottom of the third inning. You know, yesterday, this afternoon, I was watching the news at noon, and I found out that a tornado hit Greenville. I knew there was one up that way. I didn't know how bad it was up there, but Greenville High School got hit, and the stadium, the press box, was disintegrated.
Number 32, Jacob Bag.
So I hope everybody is up there at Greenville High School is okay, and they get everything back together before the football season starts in August. Here's the windup and the pitch to Jacob Beck, who struck out his first time up. First pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Gallegos back on the mound. Here's a pitch in there for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Gallegos had a tough first inning, giving up three runs on two hits. Here's the pitch. Swing, and he was so far ahead of that one, the ball's still coming in. One ball and two strikes. He was looking for a fastball. He got a breaking pitch that he was way out in front of. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, first base side. That's a fair ball down the right field line. Beck is going to round first and stop right there. So Beck gets his third hit of the game for the Thunderbolts. And that'll bring up Drake Sauber, who was hit by a pitch and scored the third run of the game for the Thunderbolts. Beck, good lead, swing and a miss, strike one. Beck does have 4 stolen bases on the year, so he's a threat to steal. Here's a stretch by Gallegos, and he delivers. Ground ball, foul down the third baseline. 0-2 the count. No balls, two strikes to Drake Sauber. On deck, Cooper Lyons. So we play here in the top half of the third inning. 3-0, Northmont. Foul back. Count stays 0-2. A gorgeous night for baseball here in Dayton. I think they're looking for more baseballs. I don't know how many they have here, but they usually have about 3 or 4. That's it. On a normal day. Here's a pitch. Throw down to second. It's high. It goes into center field. Beck has a stolen base, his fifth. He was off and moving, and the ball was... The catcher had a tough time getting it out of his glove. A ball and two strikes is a count. Galagos gets a sign. Now he sets and checks the runner back at second base. Beck a good lead. Here's a pitch and a swing and a miss. Strike three. So that is strikeout number four for Galagos. And that'll bring up Cooper Likens. Likens walked his first time up and was stranded at third. Galagos delivers. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Lions. 0-1 to count here in the bottom half of the third inning. Here's a stretch by Galagos. He'll check the runner back at second base and deliver, and a swing and a miss, strike two. 0-2 the count. Brady Whitaker on deck. Here's a stretch and a pitch. Fly ball out towards right. Coming in is Sunderland, and he's got it. Two down. Everett Brady Whitaker, who singled his first time up.
Now batting for Dortmund, the shortstop, number seven, Brady Whitaker.
So Whitaker will step to the plate. With two down here in the third. Galagos delivers. Up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. We'll be back here again on Friday with a doubleheader. First game will be Chaminade Julianne taking on Sydney. Second game will be a battle of the Wowak, Arcanum, and Franklin Monroe. Pitches outside. They could have had Beck out at second base, but nobody was there. Beck was about halfway between second and third. Two balls and no strikes to count to Brady Whitaker with Austin Welch standing on deck. There's a stretch by Galagos, and he delivers inside and high for ball 3-0. Game one of our doubleheaders up on our website, gemcitysports.com, if you want to check it out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Was given the green light on a 3-1 on a 3-0 pitch. Three balls, one strike. Two down. Here's a pitch. Ball four. Whitaker's on with a walk. Second time he's been on today. And that'll bring up Austin Welch. He walked in the first inning, too. Three walks issued by Galagos here. First pitch is a ball. One ball, no strikes. There's a pitch. A difficult strike. Friday be Sydney against Chaminade Julianne at 5, and at 8, Franklin Monroe versus Arcanum. Pitches in there for a called strike 2. 1-2 the count. On Saturday, Fairlawn will take on Houston, and Xenia and Greenan will do battle. The final game of the showcase here at Dare Ballpark. Here's the pitch. Throw down to third, and he's safe. So Beck gets another stolen base, his fifth. making his sixth stolen base. So Beck over at third, Whitaker at first. Two down with two balls, two strike count. Here's a stretch. Gallegos delivers in a fly ball right side, but that's going to get out of play and into the upper deck. Pitches outside for a ball. 3-2. To Austin Welch. On deck, Mason Wolf. 3-0 is our score. Gallegos sets and delivers the pitch. And that's high for ball four. Bases are now loaded. They'll bring up Mason Wolf, who grounded out to short. His last only time up, ending the first inning. So, Lyons is going to go out and talk to Gallegos to settle him down. Bases loaded. Beck at third. Whitaker at second. And Welch at first. Three nothing is our score. Now, Lyons gets back behind the dish, and here's the windup and a pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Nobody warming up in the Shawnee bullpen. There is two outs, bases loaded, but nobody has scored here in this third inning. Here's the pitch. And if we're called strike one. One ball, one strike, two down. Here's a windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. A ball and two strikes. Two down. Runners getting their leads. Nobody guarding any of them. So here's the windup and a pitch by Gallegos. Outside and low, ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Gallegos getting the sign. Here's the windup and the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that's going to be strikeout number five, and that's going to do it for the Thunderbolts here in the fourth, or in the third. No runs a hit, no errors, three left. It's 3-0 at the end of three, back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a Special Wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org. Or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Back here at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton. 3-0 is our score. Three runs, three hits, and no errors for Northmont. No runs, no hits, and an error for Shawnee, and it'll be Reiman, Meredith, and Fritchie due up for the Indians here in the fourth inning. Yeah, that last commercial was done by a friend of mine who is very well was very well known in the Brookville, Northmont, Clayton area. He passed away a few years ago on the 4th of July. His name is Kevin O'Boyle. He is sorely missed in that Brookville area, believe me. There's Reiman. He lined out to the third baseman on the first pitch he saw. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. I know the people in Brookville, they miss him big time because he was editor-in-chief at the Brookville Star. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike. We play in the fourth inning here at Day Air Ballpark. Alleman sets, goes from the stretch all the time, and delivers the 1-1. This is inside for a ball. 2-1. Alleman has gone three innings. He's not given up a hit. Struck out five and has walked two. Swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Alleman sets and delivers. Grounder. Slow roller, foul. Count stays two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. The leadoff hitter here in the fourth inning for Shawnee. Glad you can join us on this Wednesday night from downtown Dayton. This place has really, really been built up since this place has been built. Here's a stretch and the 2-2 pitch coming plate with time called. Yeah, this area has grown up big time with apartments all over the place. Here's this pitch. Line drive, base hit into center field. So Reiman gets the first hit of the game for the Indians here in the fourth. That'll bring up Perry Meredith, who struck out his first time up. Gonna have a pinch runner over at first base. They do have a re-entry rule, so Reiman will probably come back in. Let's see if I can see the number of the runner at first base. Can't see the number, but he gets a good lead over at first base, and Alleman delivers in there for a called strike. Number 12. That is Tyson Obolakwe. Here's a bunt, and that's going to go. Nice pickup by the pitcher, Alleman, as Reiman, or base runner, goes to first, or goes to second on the sack bunt. That'll bring up Caden Fritchie, who walked his first time up. So Tyson Bevilacqua is at second base, running for Reiman. He gets a short lead out there at second, and the shortstop kind of in behind him and pitches inside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Hope you can join us over the weekend. I've got four games down here for you. If you haven't been able to get down here because the Dragons have sold out everything. Here's a pitch in high for a ball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. One down here in the fourth inning. Runner at second base. Bevilacqua ending a short lead over there. Second shortstop, Whitaker. Oh, they threw it back there and sent it to the second baseman, Welch. And he couldn't hold on to it. Whitaker's been in and out behind him all. Two balls, no strikes to count to Caden Fritchie. He walked his first time up and was stranded at third. Pitches in there for a called strike one. Outfield kind of deep. Or about straightaway, I guess. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two. That was a hefty cut. He was trying for one of the apartments out there in center field. There's a stretch by Alleman. And he delivers. Inside for ball three. That almost hit him. Fritchie pleading his case. Said it hit him, but it did not. One down, 3-2 the count to Fritchie. Runner at second base. Gets a good lead. Here's a stretch and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. That is strikeout number six for Alleman, and that'll bring up Noah Neath. Neath walked his first time up, too. He was, Alleman had gotten the first five outs, and then Shawnee got two walks. Here's a pitch. And then for called strike one. No balls in a strike with one down here in the top half of the fourth inning. 3-0 Northmont leads it. Swing and a miss, strike two. Northmont got all their runs in the first inning. They batted around. No balls, two strikes to count. Here's a stretch and Alleman delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Seven strikeouts now for Alleman. That's going to do it for the Indians here in the fourth inning. They get no runs on the hit, no errors, a runner left, and at the end of 3.5, it's the Northmont Thunderbolts 3 and the Shawnee Indians of Lima. Nothing. Back after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
I can't play that one. That's a minute long. Now we go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton. The Northmont Thunderbolts lead it 3-0, getting all their runs in the first inning. Northmont will send to the plate, the top of the order, in Ross, Lupton, and Cannon here in the fourth.
Center fielder number two, Jameer Ross.
Jameer Ross stepping to the plate for the second time, or third time today. Singled and scored in the first. Flight out to the second baseman in the second. Now batting here in the fourth, takes first pitch for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Gallegos delivers. Here's the pitch. And therefore called strike one. One ball, one strike. Well, I wish the Dayton Flyers the best of luck this weekend. They are in St. Louis getting ready to take on the Billikens in a big three-game series. Pitches inside for a ball. 2-1. Billikens lead the A-10, but the Flyers are just a half a game back in second place. So it's going to be a big series down there at St. Louis. Pitch is in there for a called strike two. Two balls and two strikes to count. All three games are on ESPN+. Plus. There's a windup in the pitch. Fly ball out towards right. Right fielder coming over, and that's going to hit the screen. And he's going to hit the padding out there in right field. Count stays three balls and two strikes. The next Tuesday, it's a trip to Toledo, and then it's home for the final three on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next a couple of weeks. Or next week, I should say, next week. So here we go. Gallegos delivers a 2-2 pitch. High and outside for ball to three, 3-2. The leadoff hitter, Jameer Ross. Brady Lupton on deck, followed by Brady Cannon. There's the windup and the pitch. Inside, ball four. That'll be walk number five for Gallegos, and that'll bring up Brady Lupton. Lupton was hit by a pitch and scored the second run of the game for the Thunderbolts in the first. He's also flied to the first baseman. Ross has some speed, and Gallegos knows it. Ross, 24 steals on the year. And he's off and running, and he's not going to, ain't nobody going to catch him on that one. Stolen base number 25 for Jameer Ross. He's out of second base. You get him on first, it's almost like a double for them. For him. There's a stretch, and the pitch is high for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Two balls, no strikes. Nobody out here in the fourth. 3-0 is our score. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. 3-0. Cannon on deck. Here's a stretch by Gallegos. He looks back at second, and ball four. Walk number six for Gallegos, and that puts runners at first and second with nobody out. Randy Cannon to come into the plate. He struck out twice. And here comes coach for the and Gallegos is going to come out. So we'll see who the new pitcher is. We'll do that when we come back. Your score at the end of, or in the fourth inning, bottom of the fourth. 3-0 Northmont, back after this.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Ohio high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the OHSAA and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And back here at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton. Tell you what, if you want to ground the kids, just take their phone and computer away from them for a day or two. On the mound for the Indians is Lucas Price. So Gallegos goes three plus innings. Gives up three runs.
All unearned.
So Bryce stepping in. So Brady Cannon will be his first batter he'll face with nobody out, runners at first and second. Jameer Ross at first, Brady Lupton at second. Ross has two steals on the night. He's dancing around there real quick. Pitches in there for a called strike one. Price, a left-hander. There's the stretch and look back at second base. And he pitches and a foul back into the screen. 0-2. Nobody out here in the third and the fourth. 3-0 is our score. Wolfmont getting all their runs, all their unearned runs in the first. Price getting the sign from his catcher. Now he looks back at second base. Rocks and fires. Down low and outside for a ball, 1-2. The rain has stayed away for the last 2 days here. We got the game in last night before the storms hit. Pitch it down low for a ball, 2-2.
I live in Huber Heights. We hardly got anything out there.
All the bad stuff went around us. Franklin, Springboro, Greenville, Bradford, Piqua. Here's a pitch. Outside for a ball. Or inside for a ball. 3-2 the count. Nobody out here in the fourth. Northmont leading at 3-0. There's a stretch by Price. There goes Ross, and Ross steals another base. Swing and a miss, strike three. And going to second is Lupton. So Lupton will steal base number 13. Ross number 26. He's got three stolen bases today. So that's the third time Cannon has struck out. And the first strikeout for Price. And I'll bring up Beck, who singled this last time up. And that's down the line, down the right field line. Here comes one run in. Here comes two runs in. And Beck is going to stand up second base with a two-run double down the right field line. That makes it now 5-0. That'll bring up Drake Sauber to the plate. It's one out here in the sixth, or in the fourth. 5-0 is our score. The scoreboard has six. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, right side. Second baseman on the fly over there, and it's a foul ball, just barely foul. Yeah, I mean, it was less than a foot foul. 5-0 is our score here in the, as Beckett's going to be run for. Probably the highlight of his, one of the highlights of his career is getting a double here at Day Air Ballpark. Here's a stretch by Price. He looks back at second base and delivers. Fly ball, right side. Calling for it. It's first baseman. And he has it. Two down. Let's bring up Cooper Likens. Likens walked and fly to right. Dylan Chain running at second base now. Cooper Likens will step to the plate. with two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning, two runs in. There's a stretch and a pitch. Those two runs were swing and a miss. Those two runs were charged to Gallegos. There's a stretch and a pitch. Ground ball foul over to the Northmont dugout. No balls, two strikes to count to Cooper Likens with Brady Whitaker on deck. There's the stretch and the pitch. So he looks back at second base a couple of times. Now he steps off the rubber. Time called. The left fielder, Meath, is way over in right in left field. There's a huge gap out in left center field. Pitch is high and inside for a ball. No, called strike three. That is strikeout number two for the pitcher and Price. And that's going to do it for Northmont here in the fourth. They do get two runs on one hit. No errors. Runner left on at the end of four complete. It's the Northmont Thunderbolts 5 and the Limashone Indians 4-0 back after this.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Back here at Dare Ballpark in downtown Dayton, we welcome you back to Dragon High School Baseball Showcase. Today's game features the Northmont Thunderbolts and the Shawnee Indians from Lima. Shawnee coming to the plate here in the fifth. It'll be Sunderland, Backham, and Lyons do up for the Tribe here in the
top of the fifth inning. Right fielder, number 10, Sunderland.
Sunderland struck out and was thrown out 2-3. On the put out 2-3, strike him out, throw him out. Alleman back out there on the mound again. Here's a ground ball foul over to the Northmont dugout. No balls and a strike. No runs a hit and an error for the Indians. Five runs, four hits, no errors for the Thunderbolts. Pitches outside high, outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike two. A hefty cut. Four or five to nothing is our score. Here's the wind or the stretch and a pitch and a swing and a miss. Strike three. Strikeout number eight for Alleman, and that'll bring up Caleb Backham will come to play. He struck out his only time up, too. Here's a pitch. Misses high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. There's a stretch by Alleman, and the pitch. Line drive into the screen, down over the, right above the deck, the dugout on the right first base side. Alleman staring in at his catcher Wolf. There's a stretch and a pitch. A little looper into the dugout. Ball and two strikes to count. One down here in the fifth. Caleb Backham. At the plate, one ball and two strikes to count. There's a stretch by Alleman and the 1-2 pitch. Just misses inside for a ball. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on here in the fifth. A five-run Northmont lead. Pitches inside for a ball. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one down here in the fifth. There's a stretch in the payoff pitch. Grounded foul. Count stays 3-2. We'll be back here again on Friday with 4-2 games, 1-5, 1-8. If you want to come on down, start your weekend, spend it here with us down here at the ballpark. Alleman sets and delivers a 3-2 pitch. Ground ball right back. Hit over to the shortstop, over to first, not in time. Midfield base hit for Backham. Second hit of the game for the Indians. Derek Lyons will step to the plate. He's the top of the order. One down. Runner at first base. Lyons struck out and was hit by a pitch. Here's the pitch. A foul back. Swinging a foul back into the screen. So Backham is on at first. One down. Tate Bender on deck. There's a stretch by Alleman. He looks over at first base. And he's going to throw over. Backham was not even that far from being off the bag anyway. There's a stretch and a pitch. Foul back. Count goes no balls and two strikes. Shawnee looking for their first run of the game. Got two hits. The first hit came in the fourth inning. Alleman delivers. In the dirt for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Alleman looks over at first base. Now he fires. Up high for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Game one on Friday will be Sydney taking on Chaminade Julianne. And game two, battle of State Route 49, Franklin Monroe against Arcanum. Pop up out of play. Two balls and two strikes to count. Then on Saturday, 3:00, first pitch. As the Fairlawn Jets will take on the Houston Wildcats, and Xenia will take on Greenan. There's a stretch, look over at first, and he delivers. Pop up, back out of play. Or no, line drive into the Northmont dugout, and there's big errors on three of the guys over there. 5-0 is our score here in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Pitch is low. 3-2 to count. Allman taking his time, walks off the mound to collect his thoughts. Now he gets back on the rubber. 3-2. One down here in the fifth. Runner at first base and back him. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. There's Lions hanging in there. Three balls, 2 strikes. The count. Back him over at first. One down. Not a bad crowd here tonight. Don't know what it's like underneath, but it's not a bad crowd. They had a pretty good crowd the other for the game one. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, well hit. Oh, going over is the center fielder and the right fielder and left fielder grabs it. Thought they were going to come together over there. Two down. That was Upton over there, or Lupton. That'll bring up Bender. Bender on the day is 0-2. Grounded back to the pitcher and struck out. 5-0 is our score. Here's the windup and the pitch. No, not the windup. He goes for a stretch. Yeah. Getting late, folks. 1-0, 2 strikes. 2 down here in the fifth. Northmont up 5. Pitch is high for a ball. 2-0. Shawnee trying to cut into this lead with a runner at first base. There's the stretch and the pitch. 5-3, 3-0. Allman trying for his third win. Here's the pitch. 4. So runners are at first and second with 2 down. That is walk number 3. 3 walks. And that may be it for Allman, unless they're just going to talk to him. Settling down. Gives us a chance to tell you that they'll be doing Dayton Flyer baseball next weekend when they host Rhode Island on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Hope you can come out and check these guys out. They are something to watch. They're fun to watch, believe me. So if you get a chance, come on out and watch them. Doesn't cost anything to get in over at AES Ohio Stadium. So here we go. Allman staying in. And Calder Daly. Carter Daly. Daly 0-2. He's flied to center and he's flied to the second baseman. Here's the pitch. Down low and inside for a ball. 1-0. Coach Rexon standing out on the warning track here. This could be his last hitter. Here's a pitch. Pitch is outside for a ball, 2-0. He's telling somebody to go get warmed up. Allman looks back at second base. Now he delivers. Ball gets past Wolf and goes back to the backstop, so runners move up to second and third. Bender to second, Backham to third. Right-hander warming up in the Northmont bullpen. Probably won't take him too long to get warmed up. Here's a 3-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. As Daly was given the green light to on that one. Here's the pitch. Pop up coming back this way. 3-2 the count. And that landed on the roof. 3 balls and 2 strikes, 2 down here in the top of the fifth inning. 5-0 is our score. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. Count stays 3-2. Blake Reiman on deck. There's a stretch by Alleman, and he looks back at second base. And the pitch. Grounder, third base side. Fair ball down the line. Here come 2 runs in to score. Daly going around second, or going to stay at second, and it's into the bullpen underneath the chair or the bench out there. So Daly gets a 2-run double, and that makes it now 5-2. So 2 runs in here in this inning. Bender scores and Batman scores. So Alleman has a runner at second base with 2 down. Here's a pitch outside for a ball, and I think he's tired.
Now batting first baseman, number 42, Reiman.
Ground ball into left field. Here comes a runner, run home, and that's now 5-3. As Reiman, they got him at first. Reiman got picked off at first. But he gets a base hit and an RBI. I don't know who threw it to him, but. The Indians come back with 3 runs of their own here in the fifth. They get 3 runs on 1, 2, 3 hits. There were no errors and a runner left. Nobody left. At the end of 4.5, it's the Northmont Thunderbolts 5 and the Lima Shawnee Indians, 3, back after this.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. We do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
To the bottom of the fifth inning we go. 5-3 is our score. On the scoreboard it has 6-4, or 6-3, but it's 5-3. And Northmont will send up the bottom of the order. Whitaker, Welch, and Wolf. Sounds like a law firm there. Whitaker, Welch, and Wolf. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Price on the mound for his second inning of work. The left-hander sets and delivers the 1-0. Fly ball back out of play. And into the sweet area. Kids go running after it. I don't know how they're going to get it. Here's the pitch. Fly ball back out of play. Into the screen. A ball and 2 strikes account to the leadoff hitter, Whitaker, here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch. A bye for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Whitaker is one for one. He's been on twice. Singled and walked. There's a stretch in the 2-2 pitch. Fly ball back out of play. And that one goes all the way down to the lower deck as the kids are still looking for the balls up here. They're in the suites and one's above us on the roof. Time called by Whitaker. Austin Welch on deck. Here's a stretch by Price, and he delivers, and a swing and a miss, strike three. No, it's a foul tip. Two balls and two strikes to count. We started this game at 8:10. It's now 9:53, almost 2 hours old. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside for ball three, 3-2. Left fielder way over and left. Here's the pitch. Fly ball right side, out of play. Onto the roof. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Fly ball right side and into the netting down the right field line. Count stays 3-2. Whitaker hanging in there. Price sets. Deliver the 3-2 pitch again. Another line drive, this time down the right side, and foul. So Whitaker hanging in there. Austin Welch waiting in the wings. Warming up is Nate Farrell down in the left field bullpen, the right-hander. There's a stretch by Price, and he'll deliver the 3-2 pitch once again. Ball four. Second time he's been walked, third time he's been on the base. That'll bring up Austin Welch. Welch has walked twice. So, still, nobody out. Runner at first. Mason Wolf on deck. Here's the pitch. Welch tried it squared around the bunt. Just dropped off the line for some reason. Sorry about that, folks. I don't know what happens on that. Here's the pitch. And a bunt. Nice bunt right in front. The third baseman fires over to first and gets past the first baseman. Here comes Whitaker. He's going to round third, and he's going to stop right there. And Welch is going to stop at second. He reached on an error there. It's going to be an error on the third baseman. So runners at second and third with nobody out. And coming to the plate is Cameron Knight. Knight batting 200 with no home runs, two runs batted in. So Knight batting for Wolf here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. If you missed anything, we'll have the game up on our website a little bit later on. 5-3 is our score. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Indians got three in the top of this inning. Northmont threatening here. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. Third baseman Daly was about ready to shake his hand. He was in that close. Now he backs out. Sneaking in once again. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike one. One ball, one strike to count to Cameron Knight. Knight does have a double to his name. He's 3-for-15 on the year. 5 runs scored. Here's a stretch by Price, and he delivers. And a dirt for a ball two. Two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out here in the fifth. Time called by Knight. Price delivers up high for ball three, 3-1. Each team has 4 hits. Shawnee has 2 errors. Here's a stretch by Price, and he delivers. Swing and a miss, strike two. 3 balls and 2 strikes to count to Knight. On deck, top of the order, Jameer Ross. Three and two the count, nobody out. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. Up high, ball four. Bases are now loaded with nobody out. And here comes head coach for the Indians out to talk to his pitcher. So bases loaded. Let's see what the Dragons are doing if they're still playing. Let's see what the Reds did. Still on there. Reds lost to D-backs 4-3. So, what do we got here? He's coming back to the dugout. So, Jameer Ross will step to the plate. Ross is 1-for-2. Singled, scored twice, and has walked. Also pitches in there for a called strike one. He's also flied out to the second baseman. Infield in for a possible play at the plate with nobody out. Bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards right field. Here comes one run in to score. Here comes another run in to score. And it's Ross goes to second. He's out at second, but another run comes in. So 3 runs come in on the single by Ross. So Whitaker scores. Welch scores. And Knight comes all the way around from first to score. That makes it now 8-3. So they get those 3 runs back. First pitch is a ball to Brady Lupton. Lupton on the night is 0-for-1. He's been hit by a pitch, fried to the first baseman and struck out. Fly ball out towards left, and that's going to get down for a base hit. And Lupton is going to go into second with a double. He did not stop going around first base. That'll bring up Brady Cannon. Cannon on the night has struck out three times, all swinging. So it's 8-3 is our score. Here's a pitch and a fly ball out towards second. Second baseman Meredith has it. There's one down, or two down. That'll bring up Jacob Beck. Beck singled his, or he singled and doubled and struck out. Knocked in two runs in the fourth.
Now back for Northmont, the first baseman, number 32, Jake Beck.
So Beck will stand in, batting left-handed with a runner out at second base and Brady Lupton. Five-run lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning. There goes Lupton to third. And he's in there with a stolen base. Lupton steals base number 14. He's got two of them tonight now. Beck took the first pitch. One ball, no strikes to count. Here's the pitch. And they're for a called strike. One ball, one strike here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Six runs have been scored between the two teams here in this inning. Price sets and delivers. Swing and a miss, a hefty cut. 1-2 the count. Price sets and delivers the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's going to do it for the Bolts here in the fifth. They get three runs, all earned. Let's see how many hits. 1-2. Three hits. There was an error. And a runner left. And at the end of five, it's the Northmont Thunderbolts leading 8-3. Back after this.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
That is so important to do these days, especially around here. You got tornadoes all over the place. Straight line winds, you just never know what. You got to be prepared. So please do so. Please be prepared and make sure your family knows where to go in the case of an emergency. In the case of a tornado, if you got a place, if you're on a single level, you can go to the middle of your house, and sit, you know, like in a bathroom or something like that. We've got a new pitcher out on the mound for the Thunderbolts. And that will be Brady Lupton.
Number one, Brady Lupton. In left field, number 20, Caden Pendleton
out in left field now.
And that will Sean Lee, number 4, Ben Velasquez.
And Lupton's on the mound. So, Lupton making his 10th appearance. 0-1 on the year. One save. He's pitched 15 and two-thirds innings, given up 17 hits, 16 runs. 10 earned. Walked 10 and struck out 16, has a 4.46 ERA. First pitch is a strike to Perry Meredith, leading it off for the Indians here in six. Throwing and a miss, strike two. No balls and two strikes to count. Meredith is 0 for 1. He struck out and had a sack bunt. Lupton delivers and went right behind his head. Majors, that would have been, I would have been looking at him very, very intently. Great night for baseball here in downtown Dayton. Overcast sky is 71 degrees. Can't beat it. There's a pitch outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes to count to Meredith, leading off the top of the sixth inning here. Lupton rocks and fires. Down low and outside. Ball two, two balls, or make it three balls and two strikes. CJ and Sydney, 5 o'clock on Friday. Here's the pitch. Called strike three. First strikeout for Lupton, and that'll bring up Caden Fritchie. Fritchie on a day is 0 for 1. Struck out and walked. Take that back. It is not Fritchie. That is a new hitter. First pitch is in there for a cold strike. It is Colton Horn. No balls and two strikes to count to Horn. One thing coaches like to do, and they try to get everybody in here, especially down here at the ballpark. Lupton staring in at Wolf. Now he winds and delivers the 0-2. Swing and a strike three. So two strikeouts for Lupton, and that'll bring up Noah Neath. Neath on today is 0 for 1. Neath is 0 for 1. He struck out his last time up. Here's the pitch. And if we're called strike one. Lupton will deliver the 0-1. Fly ball out towards left, going over Pendleton. That is going to go foul. No balls and two strikes to count. That was well hit, too. Pendleton out left as Lupton comes in to pitch. Two down, no balls and two strikes to count to Neath. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. Count stays 0-2. Sunderland on deck. I take that back. It is A.J. Croft on deck. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball to a 1-2. Here's the windup and the pitch by Lupton. Ground ball to the right side or left side. Shortstop fires over, not in time. So Neath gets a base hit, an infield base hit, hit number 5 for the Indians. So we got an injured player coming off the field and going into second base. So I have to find out who that is. So coming out would be Welch. See who's over there.
Now into North line at second base, Nate Farrell.
So Farrell goes to first base, or second base.
Number 13, A.J. Croft.
A.J. Croft will step to the plate. So Farrell's at second base now, and Croft will step to the plate for Sunderland. Misses inside for a ball. So Sunderland will sit down and throw over to first. Not in time. It was close. Lupton got the first two out. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch high and outside. Rain stayed away yesterday, it's staying away today. It's all down south. Throw over the first runner back safely. Here's the pitch. This is high for ball three, 3-0. It's got Lupton's has gotten a little wild right here. Struck the first two out. Base hit on this with Neth. Here's the pitch. Ball four. So Lupton struck out two, has a single and a walk, and that'll bring up.
Now that is number 25, Mike Garlock.
Mike Garlock is up for Backham. First pitch is in there for a called strike. No balls and a strike to count to Garlock. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip of the plate. No balls and two strikes to count. So we play here in the top half of inning number six. Two down here in the... Here's a stretch. Runners go, and it's outside. Ball gets away from the catcher. Runner's not going anywhere else. So two stolen bases. Or a double steal, I should say. Croft gets one. Neth gets the other. Ball and two strikes to Garlock. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's going to do it as Lupton strikes out the side. No runs on a hit. No errors, two left. At the end of five and a half, it's the Thunderbolts 8 and the Indians 3 back after this.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org,
or call them at 937-223-WISH. The Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
To the bottom of the sixth inning, Colton Horn on the mound now for Shawnee. And there's some other changes, but we haven't heard of as of yet. So for Northmont, it will be Sauber, Likens, and Whitaker due up for Northmont here in the sixth.
On the mound for Shawnee, number three, Colton Horn. Leading off the bottom of the sixth for Northmont, the right fielder, number six, Drake.
Sauber will lead it off. He was hit by pitch, struck out, and has flied to first, so he's 0 for 3 on the day. Or 0 for 2. Eight runs, seven hits, no errors, eight left for the Bolts. Three runs, five hits, an errant, six left for the Indians here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Pitch is low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Back here again on Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Here's the pitch. And that hits him right in the left shoulder. Second time he's been hit. Taking a slow walk to first base. Sauber did steal a base. His 14th of the year. No, I take that back. Yeah. His 14th of the year. And Cooper Likens will come to the plate. Likens on the day is 0 for 2. And he's been hit by a pitch. Or no, he walked. Here's the pitch. Grounder to the second shortstop. And the shortstop can't hang on to it, so it's going to be an error on him. Third error of the game for the Indians. So that puts runners at first and second with nobody out. Nate Farrell will come to the plate. Here's the pitch. Inside, way inside. Farrell is 0 for 4 on the year, making his fifth at bat. He's walked once. There's the pitcher steps off the rubber. Horn does. Runners are getting good leads at first and second base. Here's the pitch. Runners go and a bunt. Nice bunt by Farrell over to and he throws it away. The pitcher throws it away. Throws it into right field. Down into the bullpen. Here comes one run in to score. Here comes the second run in. And he is safe. Sauber scores. Likens scores. Two more runs score for the Thunderbolts. And Farrell is on at second base with an error. Error on the pitcher.
Number four, Austin Welch.
That makes it now 10-3. Three more runs, this game's over with. Nobody out, and Welch will step to the plate. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards left field, and center fielder has it, though. Center fielder, Backham. Had a nice jump on it. That'd bring up Cameron Knight.
Now batting for Northmont, the catcher, number 13, Mason
Wolf. Mason Wolf will come to the plate. Wolf 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Here's a stretch and a pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Runner at second base with one down. Five, 10-3. 7-run lead. Runner goes over to third on the pass ball, on the wild pitch. Or pass ball, I should say. So now Farrell is standing over third base with one out. Farrell had a beautiful butt. And the pitcher just uncorked it. 10-3 is our score. 7-run lead. 3 more runs. This game's over. Unless, here's another bunt right back to the pitcher. He fires over to first, and they get him. As he had to wait for the second baseman to show up. So two down. That'll bring up Jameer Ross.
Now batting for Northmont, the center fielder, number 2, Jameer Ross.
Jameer Ross will step to the plate. He has had one hell of a night. He's got 3 stolen bases on tonight. Here's the pitch. Foul back. He is 2-for-3 on the night. With a walk, and he flied out to second base. I thought it was getting late. Heck, it's 10:24. Shawnee's got at least an hour drive, especially in a bus. Here's a stretch and a pitch. This is high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Glad you can join us here on this Wednesday night from downtown Dayton. Here's the pitch. Grounder foul down to first base side. Count goes to 1-2. 2 down here in the sixth. Northmont ahead, but you can't count Lima Shawnee out at all. Or Shawnee, I should say. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball 3, or ball 2. 2-2. 2 down, runner at third in Farrell. Farrell had it laid down a beautiful bunt. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3, and that's going to do it for the Northmont Thunderbolts. They get 2 runs, though. On no hits. There was an error, 2 errors, and a runner left. At the end of 6, it's the Northmont Thunderbolts 10 and the Lima Shawnee Indians 3. Back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
I'll never forget the day I decided to go out for the football team. Mr. Banks, the JV football coach and my history teacher, asked me to stay after class. I thought I was in trouble. He said, "Hey, Darius, have you thought about going out for football? I think you'd be great." Fact is, I never played football. Fact is, I never had anyone tell me I'd be great at something. So, with no experience at all, I signed up. And a week later, I padded up and was running drills on the field. I never was great, but playing high school sports was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I was accepted by my teammates, and I learned that when someone believes in you, you can believe in yourself.
Encourage a student you know to take part in a high school sport. This message presented by the OHSAA and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
To the top half of the seventh inning we go. 10-3 is our score. 10 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 9 left for the Thunderbolts. 3 runs, 5 hits, 4 errors, 6 left for Shawnee. Highly unofficial, of course. But that's what I got. I'm pretty close. Here's a pitch by Lupton and a line drive, a little looper out to the short. One down. One pitch, one out. Derek Lyons was at the plate. That'll bring up Tate Bender. You know, I take it back. It's not Tate Bender coming to the plate. This is Jack Schimmelmuller. Schimmelmuller. First pitch is a strike. Next pitch is a called strike two. So Schimmelmuller at the plate. No balls and two strikes to count. One down. Here's a windup and a pitch by Lupton. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And the Indians are down to their final strike, or final out.
Now batting for Shawnee, the third baseman, number five, Daly.
Carter Daly will come to the plate. He is 1-for-3. Doubled his last time up, scored a run. He's had two-run double. Swing and a miss, strike one. We're going to make a fast exit because I know these guys over here with the Dragons want to get out of here. Here's a windup and a pitch by Lupton. Foul back into the screen, and they're down to their final strike. It was a race to the ball, and Shawnee won it. That was Raymond. Foul back. He and Cameron Knight went at it, and Knight lost. Kids are having fun, though. That's the main thing. That is the main thing in this ball game is to have fun. Playing on a, here's a swing and a foul tip into the glove. And that's going to do it for tonight. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Your final score, the Thunderbolts 10 and the Shawnee Indians 3. 10 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 9 left for the Indians, or for the Bolts. 3 runs, 5 hits, 4 errors, 6 left for the Indians. Winning pitcher will be Alleman. The loser be Galagos. So we'll be back again on Friday. 5 o'clock first pitch. It'll be the Chaminade Julian Eagles and the Sydney Yellow Jackets at 5 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock, it will be the Franklin Monroe Jets and the Arcanum Trojans. Saturday afternoon, it'll be Fairlawn taking on Houston at 3, Xenia and Greenan at 6. So join us here at the ballpark. Great fun down here. Even the high schools have fun down here. So that's going to do it for us. Doug Brown saying so long. Thank you for joining us. The final score once again, Northmont 10 and Shawnee 3. This has been a presentation of the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to the High School Game of the Week. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, by the USO, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Respect the Game, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of high school baseball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.